Okay, so we start Kiddushin Daf Ayin Beis. Kiddushin Daf Ayin Beis. So we get into the last 11 blot of the Masechta, because it goes through Pei Beis. So Ayin Beis, we are in the middle of the discussions of the geography of Bavel. Where did Bavel go up to? In all the different directions. So yesterday we had a couple of directions. We have one more left. Top line of Ayin Beis of an Aleph. Amale Abaya, Lerav Yosef, Laha Gisa, Depras, Adhecha, to the west. To the west of Pras of the Euphrates, how far? Adhecha, Amale, he asked him, my Daydech, why are you asking such a question? What's the Nafkaminum? You shouldn't Biram, because you're worried, you're not sure what halacha Biram has. So Miyachse, the Pupadisa, mi Biram Nasvi. What do you mean the most Miyuchas families in Pupadisa come from Biram? Say, for don't worry about it. They're obviously, Biram's obviously included. Period. So that ends the general geographical borders. Amr of Papa, kemachlokas liyuchsin, kemachlokas linyan gittin. Rav Papa says, just like this is a machlokas by yuchsin, about what the borders are, same machlokas applies by gittin. As Rashi explains, we had at the beginning, the first 15 blot of Maseches Gittin, going into the second parak even. We have the discussion of if somebody brings a get from Medina Sayam or from anywhere, do they have to say Befane Nechtav or Befane Nechtam? They have to say before me it was written and signed. Lishma, is it because people are not Baki in Lishma, or is it because caravans aren't Mitsui and Lakaimo? The whole discussion. So, though, and the halacha is that from Eretz Yisrael you do not have to say it if it's Baki in Lishma, and Bavel has the halacha like Eretz Yisrael, because they are also Baki in. So, just like machlokas for Yuchsin, so too, what are the borders for Bavel regarding that halacha? The same machlokas would apply in terms of the geography. For Yosef Amar, no. Machlokas li Yuchsin. This machlokas is only by Yuchsin, but by Gittin there's different borders. Avabal Gittin, Divri Akol, Ad Arva Tinyan Tegishra, until the second bridge in that place in Bavel. So that's where everybody would agree there. So just Baki and Lishma and Yichus might not have the same definitions. Amar Rabbi Bar Abba, Chavil Yama Techilta de Bavel. Chavil Yama is the Tcheles of Bavel. What does it mean, the Tcheles of Bavel? You see on the side, Pirish, the Aruch says Tcheles, Klobar, Ma Tcheles Muvchar Shebeglima, just like Tcheles is the most chosen part of the whole Beged, Kach Zu Muvcheres Shalaratzel Shebavel. So too, this is the most chosen part of Bavel. So that is the most miyuchas. Chavol Yama has a special yichus, most miyuchas part of Bavel. And Shunya v'guvina tchilta to Chavol Yama. And the neighborhoods of Shunya and Guvina are even the tchilas of Chavol Yama. They're the most miyuchas. Ravina Amar Av Tzitzora. Tzitzora is also included in that yichus. Why is it important for us to know all of these cities now? Right, why is it important? Lamaisa. Look around when Ravina and Ravashi wrote, there were still places. There were still places. And just to know who are the best people to marry. So it was still Lomaisa. Tanya Nami Hachi, Chana Bar Pirchas Omer, Chavol Yama Tchilta de Bavel, Shunya V'Guvya V'Tzitzura Tchilta de Chavol Yama. So you see, Tzitzura is included, so it's a Raya to Ravina. Amr of Papa, V'ha Idna I'arvi Behu Kusai. Nowadays, the Kusim got mixed up in them, and therefore they don't have that same Yuchus anymore, because the Kusim got involved. So that's why you can't trust them anymore. Says the Gemara, Bevelohi. But really, it wasn't true. Itza hu deba'i minayhu velo yahavulei. What does that mean? Rav Papa was the one that said you can't trust him anymore. Says the Gemara, is really not true. Really, Rav Papa just tried to marry one of them, and they wouldn't give him a wife from there, and therefore he said this. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes two pshatim. First pshat in Rashi, itza ba'i minayhu, kusiyim lo nis'arvu bahem. Really, nobody got mixed in. Aval hakol yatza al yedei shesha al kusi echad isha mehem aval heim lo nasnu lo. That's what it means. Itzu debay minayo. The rumor went out. They tried to get married in, but it didn't happen, and therefore rumor started, right? Kol yatsa shesha al kusi echad isha mehem. A kusi wanted to marry them. They didn't listen. So really, itzu debay minayo is not going on Rav Papa, according to the first shot. It's, I already alluded to the second shot. But it means a Kusi once wanted to marry one of them. It didn't work. But you know how rumors start in the press. You hear one little detail and already things blow up. And, and it gets, comes out that it's total sheker. But that's how rumors happen. Second shot of Rashi. V'yesh omrim. Rav Papa ba'i minayu itza. Rav Papa wanted a woman from there. V'lo yahavi le. They didn't give him. L'kach ha'yamotzi aleim shemetz puzzle. Therefore, he was motzi shemetz pasul on them. Rav Papa. Rav Papa with all those sons. Right? Says Rashi, v'kasha be'enai lomar kein. Difficult for me to say such a thing. Tosfos doesn't mince such little words. Tosfos says, not just kasha lomar, Tosfos said, itzav lo nehira, the chas v'shalom she'yala b'day tosh lozot tzadik, lozi laza leib shlo kadin. What a kasha. Chas v'shalom. What are you talking about, Rav Papa? Rav Papa doing this? Chas v'shalom. So I saw a pshat that in the name of Rav Yashiv in Mira Hadaf here, maybe what it doesn't mean what we think it means. What does it mean from Rav Papa? Rav Papa tried to marry one of them, but he saw that they did not give him a wife for no reason. For no reason. So he thought to himself, what must be the reason? It must be Siyata D'Shmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preventing the marriage from occurring. So as we had yesterday, if you see two families fighting, so it must be Min HaShemayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not letting them get married because one of the family has a psul. So Rav Papa knew that his family didn't have a psul. So that's why it wasn't bedafka lahachas nakama. It was he tried to get married to one of them and it didn't work. So that's why he said it must be Shem's puzzle there. But lav dafka that it was because, and that's why Rashi almost says kasha lo markein. But not because like right, it's not the Tosfos obviously doesn't have that understanding. So he says chas v'shalom. But maybe Rashi feels that it was because he was guessing that it was a Shem's puzzle. So it was still kasha lo markein. But you understand a little bit more where that pshat is coming from. Okay, let's continue. My Chavul Yama. Where is Chavul Yama? Amara Papa, Zu Prasta Bursi. The Prasta Bursi, that's where Chavul Yama is in Bav. Hahu Gavra to Amar Lahu, Ana Min Shot Mishot. Someone says, I'm from Shot Mishot. Amar Bislak Nafka, Aragla, Vyamar. Bislak Nafka got up and said, Shot Mishot, Benin Harazomdos. Ah, that place is between the rivers. Between what rivers? So Tosas notes that Bavel in general is called between the rivers, between the Tigris and the Euphrates. So then it wouldn't be a Shiloh, what the Gemara is about to ask. So we must be talking about a different place that was also called between the rivers. Right, Rashi says, Tosfos says, Vzorach lo, but the Shnei Bekobos saying, must be two Bekobos, not between the Chidekel and the Pras, because the Gemara wouldn't ask in the next line, L'mayin Afkamina, we have to know this. So it must be some other place that's called between the rivers. V'chi, kiddush the Gemara, v'chi, bein ha'naharos, omdos, my havi, so what, if it's between the rivers, what was he getting so excited about? He stood at his feet and announced it. So Amar Abaya, Amar Rav Chama Bar Ukva, Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, bein ha'naharos, how are you kugol liyochsin? No, it means that it's kugola regarding yichos. Meaning it's like Bavel, so that's what it means, but it's not actual Bavel, because that would be Pashut. V'heicha kaima, where is it? Where is this place? Amar B'yochanan me'ihi kira ula'el, from ihi kira and upstream. In that place, that's where it is. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan on Ma'avarta to Gizba. Did Rabbi Yochanan say it was even further? Amar, or even less? Amar Abaya Ritzua Nafka. No, you're right. A Ritzua went out. Meaning, it was to one spot. And then, there was a little strip of land that went beyond. And that land also had the same halachas. Ritzua Nafka, we had this at the beginning of the Gittin also, by in terms of the borders for Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, talking about Ritzua Nafka, there too. Viter. More names. Amar Rav Ika Bar Avin, Amar Rav Hananel, Amar Rav. Chilazon, Nehavid, Harehi Kagola Yuchsin. These places are also like Gola, like Bavel for Yuchsin, and therefore they're very miyuchas places. Amale Abaya, Lotatsi Sulei. Don't listen to Rav Hananel, Amar Rav in this case. Why? Yavama Hidanafale Hassam. Really, there was a Yavama from there that he was supposed to marry. He didn't want to do Yibam to a Namayuchas woman, so he got up and gave a shir. There's so Miyuchas there in that place. Amazing. Simple to what we just said about Rav Papa. Right? The Yavami Yavalei Hasam. Amar Lei, Atu Didihi? He says, Rav Ika Bar Avin says, what are you talking about? Do you think I made up this psak? Rav Chananeli, I quoted in the name of Rav Chananel. So don't tell me that I made it up. Also, Shailul Rav Chananel. They went and asked Rav Chananel, is it true? Amar Lehu, yeah, Hachi Amarav. So it was true. So don't badger him that he's making it up. And this line gets into the discussion of the subjectivity and objectivity of a posek. What is one allowed to say? Is one allowed to say, I gave that psak because he wanted to marry a yavam from there. So again, I saw one pshat that takes the teeth out of this whole thing. That from the Beis Yehuda, who says no, the pshat wasn't that he was because he was marrying somebody from there. He had to announce it that they were miyuchas. But the problem was that they said, why are you just passing this way now? Why didn't you ever give this psak before? Like we had yesterday, if Talmud Chacham doesn't give a psak until Pshas Maisa, so then we might not trust him so much, because why didn't he give the psak earlier? Lav Dafka, that he was specifically biased, but there's a rule. If you don't give a psak until Pshas Maisa, ain't Shomen Lo. Ain't Shomen Lo, that's what he meant. But the Pashtus is even worse. You know? But if you say that, that is something that we generally don't suggest or allow. Right? If a posek says something, if it's an authoritative, responsible posek, we don't say that he was biased in his psak. Again, there are certain areas of halacha which is weighted. We mentioned in the past that Hilchas Nida, no, the Behuda says beferish, that in Hilchas Nida, the posek tries to be matari shalabayla. He's not objective. He is objective, but he tries to do everything he can to find a heter. By Eidus Isha, we do everything we can to find a heter in order so the woman can get remarried. So by some cases, areas in halacha, we try to be weighted on one side. But that's the exception, that's not the rule. The rule is that we try to go objectively whatever it says in the Makaros. So therefore, to have a suggestion that a posek says a psak because, so if it's true, that means it's not a reliable authoritative posek. But generally we assume that we try not to say that about our poskim. Right, it relates back, we discussed it back in Brachas Daf Yotes. Brachas Daf Yotes again, it was a Shabbos, so I didn't give shir on it, I remember I wanted to. But also I can look at my notes, and I see I have less notes on that daf in the Gemara, so don't think it's so great that what I remember. But maybe the Gemara there talks about Akavi ben Malalel. If you remember back, the Gemara says there that quotes the Mishnah in Masechet Idios, where there's a machlokas whether a giores is subject to the laws of Sota, whether it would be mashkenas a giores. There's a machlokas tanom there. The Tanakhama says ain mashkenas a giores. V'chachamim omer mashken. Chachamim say no, you do. Amru lo, and the Chachamim said to the Tanakhama, Maisa b'karkim is shivchum shachares b'yishalayim v'ishkua shmaya v'avtalion. Where should we see shmaya v'avtalion of a giyoraya? Where mashke the giyores? So you see, it's true that the laws apply. Amar lahem, Akavi ben Malalo replies, dugma hishkuha. So what does that mean? So Amshat did is that you're bringing rise from shmaya v'avtalion, they were gerim. You can't bring rise from them. Or they were children of gerim. So you can't bring me a raya is that they treated a Gioris like a regular Jew. Of course they did. Dugmishkua. She was like them. Right? And what happens? What does the Mishnah say? Viniduha. They put him in Chayrim. Umeis biniduya. And he died when he was still in Chayrim. Visaklu abezanus arono. They put a stone on his arun. So the next line of the Gemara says, no, it couldn't have been Akavi. It had to be somebody else. But there's a story about someone that did this. And they put him in Chayrim. Because you don't say that about a posek. That just because he says a certain psak about a Gioris, you know, you're gonna. That's good. That's influenced because of his other views. Rav Soloveitchik said in one spot. Rav Schechter likes to quote it that, you know, if somebody wants to say that Rav Soloveitchik said his views about Shmita Esrogim and the Satmar Rebbe said his views about Shmita Esrogim, that was not based on political views. You know, there was two poskeador and they said what they thought was the halacha. It comes out, people think. Can't say that. Kaiba Malalo. Right? Dugma Ishkua. We can't say Dugma Ishkua. It's not allowed. But again, this Gemara, at face value, you know, it seems like Dugma Ishkua. Okay. So it says that maybe that was where they were Choshesh, and it was inappropriate to be Choshesh that, but then he proved that no, somebody else said it in the name of, so it's not coming from me. Continuing. Upliga de Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. But this argues on Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, who says that Hindavid is not so great in Yichus. Because he says, what does the pasuk mean? Who's Vayanchem? He led them to the king of Ashur. When the ten Shvatim, the Yud Shvatim that were let out earlier, before the eventual final Tzidkiyo HaMelech leaving, but earlier when the ten Shvatim left, so the king of Ashur led them out to Chalach and Chavor and Nachar Chazo, Gozan and Are Madai. So what are each of these places? Chalach Zechilazon, Chavor Ze Hidiv, that's our place. Nar Gozan ze gu zu ginzik, are madai zu chendan vechavrosa, chendan in its suburbs, the amrila zu nehebit vechavrosa. That's our place, I'm sorry. My chavrosa, Amr Shmuel, Krach, Moshkim, Chuski, Rumki, all these places. And Amr Rabbi Yochanan, the Kulon Lipsul. Why do we have to know all these places? To teach me, all these places are pasul. What does that mean? You go look at the fifth to last skinny line in Rashi. The Kulon Lipsul, Kamakum Shegalu Hashvatim, Nitmu Ovtek Chavim, Bivin Oseyan. Every place that the ten Shvatim went, they became intermarried. And all the Optik Chavim married in. So, you see, Hindavid is on the list. So Hindavid is one of these places. So obviously, Hindavid is not so miyuchas. Hindavid is not so miyuchas, and therefore, that's a machlokas. Machlokas about Hindavid. Chasal kadaita, mushri, hainu mushkini. If you see mushri is mushkini, then you have a stira. Because Amr, Rabbi Chibar Avin, Amr, Shmuel, mushkini, harik, kol yuchsin. It's like a galus regarding yichus. So again, he holds it's good. So ella mushchi lachud umushchini lachud. Okay, two different places. Period. Vitzlas ilin bapuma ben shineha. Pasuk in Daniel says there were three. He has a vision of a certain animal. A certain animal had three ribs in its mouth. Three ribs in its mouth. Tzlas ilin bapuma ben shineha, between its teeth. So the Mefarshim explained, look at the Mefarshim there, the Rishonim there, that all of these ribs symbolize another galus. Another one of the four galus that Bnei Yisrael went through. Again, we're getting into the Yoma, getting into focus on Jewish history the next couple of days. We know that Bavel was the first galus they went into. Bavel Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and before the Bayis Rishon, and then, Mitzrayim was first, but after Bayis, after the Churban HaBayis, so the Bavel did the Churban HaBayis, and then during the Churban, during the 70 years, Yavan Paras took over Persia, and that was towards the end of the 70 years. Haman and his descendants took over. That was Yavan, and that was the Purim story. And then sometime later, Yavan took over from Paras during Bayesheni, start to finish. Yavan went up and down. Alexander the Great and all the other Greek leaders were during Bayesheni, and that's when the whole story of Hanukkah happened. And then finally, Galus, Romi, and Edom. Edom from Esav, and that's towards the end of Bayesheni, and they took over for hundreds of years when they were in control of the world. So those are the four ribs in the pasuk. They're referring to the Galus. Mitzrayim isn't really considered a Galus. It was really before we went into to Eretz Yisrael the first time. So again, all the Midrashim in Parshas Noach, about Choshech, but those are all they considered these four. They have Bavel and Paras and Yavan and Romi. Those are the four Galios that the Medrash talks about. Those are the three ribs. So the third one was Yavan. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Chilazon Hidiyev. What was the third rib? It's Amar Chilazon Hidiyev, Vinitzivin, Shepa'amin, Balatan, Shepa'amin, Poltasan. Sometimes it was controlled by Yavan, and sometimes it was not controlled by Yavan. Right? All the borders of the rule kept changing. Va'aru Chiva Achrina Tinyana, and in Arachivya Achari, I saw another animal. Dami Ladov looked like a bear. Tani Rav Yosef, Elu, and that's, we just mentioned this whole Chazal because of the previous line, because it talks about Hindiyev. But now we're just quoting another Chazal. Rav Yosef says, Elu Parsiim. This referred to Persia. The one that looks like a bear is like Persia. Why? Sha'okla v'shos ha'kadov, they eat and drink like a bear. U'mesurvelin kadov, and they're fat like a bear. U'megadlin seir kadov, and they grow their hair long, like a bear's long hair. And also, they're always running around, like a bear. If you see a bear sitting down, he's always pacing back and forth, unless he's sleeping. You ever at the zoo, and you see a bear going back and forth, that's all the midos of Parsiim. Rabbi Ami, Kevi Chazi, Parsi, Derachim, whenever you saw a Persian riding on an animal, Amar Hainu Dubanaida. Ah, it's a moving bear. Moving bear, hopefully he didn't say it too loud. Amar Lei, Rabbi the Levi. So again, all we have so far today's names. Amar Lei, Rabbi, besides the objectivity of the posek. Amalei Rebbe the Levi. Rebbe went over to Levi once. Rashi quotes that Levi was a Baal Mashalim. He was always able to explain things with a metaphor, with a mashal. Baal Mashalim is Vedumyos Haya Levi. So Rebbe went over to him and said, Har'eini Parsiim. Show me the Parsiim. Show me, meaning, describe to me a Persian. Amalei Domin L'chayelot Shal Beit David. They're like the soldiers of Beit David. So what is that? So Rashi just says, Giborim. It was strong. They were strong like Beit David. That's the Persians. But Chayelot Shel Beit David, when you ever hear that phrase, that conjures something up in our minds. That would conjure up Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches. Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches, Chayelot Beit David. We talk about this all the time in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time. But the Gemara there says that we're going to be judged Kibnei Maron. Kibnei Maron. The Gemara there says, three pshat, what does it mean Kibnei Maron, like sheep? So one of them is Chayelot Shel Beit David. So what is the mashal here? Why did the Persians Chayelot Shel Beit David? So it says the Ben Yoyada, two pshatim. Pirish. The Mefarshim there say, what does it mean we're going to be judged by Chayelot Shel Beit David? One by one. One after another, we're going to be judged by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's just like the army. They went out one by one. They went out to the field. They don't go out with a widespread force. Right, they go out in a specific seder. And one by one, the lav al yitzias on the melchama dafka, not only when they go out to war, but when they walked. Whenever they walked, they always went one by one. They didn't go in large groups. That's the first shot of the Ben Yoyada. Inami, the second shot of Chayelot Shel Beit David, that they went out in a specific seder. That an exact organized order. Ki David HaMelech asa storm lechayalotav v'hiluchan l'malchaba. He said David HaMelech was the first one to have organized army. Organized army in different pluktot. Kishatimsa ata etzal malachim chayloseim, like you find armies nowadays. Says the Ben Yoyada in the 1800s, late 1900s, kimeno lamdu malachim lasos, because the kings learned from David HaMelech. Vaparsiim hayu rishonim b'limuze shem lamdu lasos sedarim shal chaylotam kamostarim shal kol chaylot beit David kodem shasu shar malachim. He was the first one, and the Persians were the first one. That's what they. That's chaylot shal beit David, and that's what Levi showed Rebbe. Har'eni, continuing, Chaverin, show me Chaverin. Chaverin, there was a nation that lived next to the Persians that were very wild and rough. So, Domal Malachai Chavala, they're like Malachai Chavala. They're destructive angels. What's Malachai Chavala? So, again, the Ben Yoyada says, Kivan Shasholtim Einim Avchilim Bintov L'Ra. That nation, they just kill everybody. A lot of collateral damage with that nation. They just kill everybody. They're not mafkin, as we know. The Malachai Chavala is not mafkin. Means Tatek LaRasha. Well, Tam VaRasha Mechalim Cain Elu BaEishayu Lahem Tigboris VeShlita In Mafkinim El Mazikin VaHargan Kol Sher Yimson. Right, they kill everyone in their path. That's Malachai Chavala. So once this comes up, I can mention the Vilna Gaon that we mention Pesach time sometimes, but it's in the Gra in Parshas Bo, where it says in the pasuk. Right, so Hashem didn't let the Malachi Chavala talking about it. He didn't let the Mashkos. He didn't let the Malachi Chavala in because he told the Jews to stay in their houses because if you come out, the Malachi Chavala is going to kill. Eino mafkin bein tzaddik l'rasha. Right, they're not going to be mafkin between a tzaddik and a rasha. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him go. The problem is that we also say in the Haggadah, Kadosh Baruch Hu did malakas b'choros lo ayde malach lo ayde sarav ela b'chvodu v'yatzmo. So what does it mean? One pasuk we darshin that is Kadosh Baruch Hu bechlodo v'yatzmo, and the other pasuk we say he didn't let the mashmos go. So ask the Gra what's pshat. So he says v'nira de be'emes lakas b'charis ha'isadik Kadosh Baruch Hu v'yatzmo. Gotta remember this for the Agada, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu did it himself. Kadosh Baruch Hu did makas b'charis himself, like the Baal Agada says. What does it mean? He didn't let the mashmos. He didn't let the malachai chavala. Hainu af mishihigia ito lamus beloze b'shas makas b'charis. There were some people that were supposed to die at midnight. Right, people die every second of history. There are people that were supposed to die this night. Right, so that's what it means. Vayitin Amashka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let the Malcham Avos do his normal job, and the people who were supposed to die at that moment didn't die. Why? Because Kadesh Lo Diyitin Pischon Pela Mitzriim Lo Matayam Abnei Yisrael Avrek Zera. Right, it would have happened if other people died at that moment. So then the Mitzriim would have said, "Ah, oh, see, it wasn't a Makkah," and therefore. He. That's what he said. He did it himself. He didn't let the mashkas. He didn't let the mashkas go and do his normal job. So again, you can put this on the list with amazing musar. Right, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet. Right, what does it say there? Kachasos alayla. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu says all the firstborns are going to die at midnight. So what happens? He had to say kachasos not bachatzos, because if he would have said kachatzos, so then if it would have happened, they would have said their watches would have been off by a minute. It would have been 11:59, and everybody would have died, and they would have said, ah, what a coincidence. They all died, but it wasn't at midnight. Moshe, you're a badai, you're a liar. It's amazing. Every firstborn died. And not only every firstborn, every firstborn in everybody's house. So everybody was mizana, realized, wow, even that firstborn, my firstborn in the other woman's house, they all died at the same exact moment. But it would have been at 11:59. Ah, what a coincidence. If you don't want to see the Yad Hashem, doesn't matter, you can have Makas Bechoros in front of you. Right, it's the same thing here. Right, he says that if all the Bechor died, two 98-year-old men also died. Ah, what a coincidence. It wasn't just Makas Bechoros. Unbelievable. The Ramban writes, by Kriyas Yamsuf, what does it say? It's Ruach Kadim Aza, right? A strong east wind. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu make a strong east wind? By Kriyas Yamsuf? You ever think about Kriyas Yamsuf? They just went to Makas Bechoros. Their firstborns were all dead. And they went to chase after them because Paro convinced them. So fine. And now all of a sudden they see them surrounded by a fire, and by a cloud. Every time they try to shoot, the arrows come back at them. This is what's happening there. And all of a sudden the fire goes up. And they see them in front of them, and all of a sudden they see them walking into the Yamsuf on dry land. What would the Mitzrayim should think? What are they going to think? Now we can get them. No more fire. No more clouds. What do they do? They start running into the Yamsuf after them. What kind of crazy people are they? What kind of great fucking pyro? All of them. All of a sudden, so the Ramban says on that pasuk, that's why he made an east wind, to give them a pischon peh. A pischon peh to say, oh, wow, the tide is strong today. Man. That's a strong one. I never saw it like this. Amazing. Right, so that's all three examples here. right here by Makas the Grub, by Makas Bacharos, and by if somebody else would have died, and the Gemara at the beginning of Brachas, Leitan Amashas Kachasos Bachasos, and also by Kriyas Yamsuf. When people don't want to believe, it doesn't matter what you see in front of them, because you see a Nes Nigla, they're not going to believe. Not going to believe. Okay. Vayter, says the Gemara. Har'eini Yishma'elim. Show me what Yishma'elim look like. Domin l'se'irim shal beis hakisei. They look like the se'irim, the demons that that live in the bathroom. Har'eini, that's why we say that in Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Aruch Chaim, talks about the special tefillah you're supposed to say before you have to go to the bathroom, to the malachim that accompany you in life. Right? So, you know, stay here, I'll be right back. You know, daven for me when I come back, thanks for waiting, and good to see you again. So the post can say we don't say that anymore, we're not on that level of having malachim, or acknowledging the malachim that are constantly with us. Har'eini talmidei chachamim shem b'Bavel, show me the talmidei chachamim in Bavel, dome le malachei asharis, they're dome to malachei asharis. Again, what was this question about? Did he know what the malachim shem b'Bavel look like? So again, the Ben Yoyada says, it's Gemara in Psachim, which tells us that there's a machlokas exactly what Malachi Asharis look like. Some say, there's one that Gemara says in Kuf Yud Gimel there, Shlosha Son is Ezeh. Three groups of people hate each other. Klavim, Tarnagolim, and Chaverim. Dogs, chickens, and Chaverim. What are Chaverim? And then Yesh Omrim, Aftamid Chachamim Shem Bavel. Also the Chachamim Bavel. So Nimsa, there's a machlokas here. Whether the Chachamim are son and zedzeh, or they act like appropriately or not. So that's what he was asking. He said, "Ben Yehuda, Hareini, show me Tavichav to Bavel. What do you think? Who do you hold like?" He says, "Don't want the Malachi Asharis. The Malachi Asharis, I believe in the positive view." Kevin Yichanavji, the Rebbe, when Rebbe was on his deathbed, Omar, Rashi quotes, he had nevuah. Rashi quotes, he had nevuah on his deathbed, and therefore he started saying all these things. Omar, Humanya Ikaba Bavel, there's a place Humanya in Bavel, Kula Amonoihi. They're all from Amon. They're all from the nation of Amon. Mizgar Ikaba Bavel, Kula de Mamzerahi. They're all Mamzerim. Birka Ikaba Bavel, so what about the halach of Kibbut Nitma Nitma? Kasha. Birka Ikaba Bavel, Shnei Achim Yesh, and there's a place Birka in Bavel, it's two brothers live there, Yesh, Shemachlif and Shosem Zelazeh, that switch their wives with each other. Birsa de Satya Ikaba Bavel, there's a place Birsa de Satya, Hayom Sarah Meachri Amakom. Well, let's stop there for a minute before that last one. So because of this nevuah, he was telling everybody what to do. It's a big shaila. Do we paskin based on nevuah? Somebody gets a nevuah, do you paskin based on nevuah? Do you paskin based on a dream? There's a hagos hashrin avoduzara, where there was a certain rishon that paskin, that a certain fish was kosher. I think it was the Barbita. I forgot to look it up again. The Hakos Hashrin Avodazara. And then he quotes there that he had a dream that night that he was shown a vision that he was being Machal Shratzim L'Klal Yisrael. So the next morning he woke up and he changed it. He says, no. He says, I'm not, I take back my psak. Take back my psak. Or, I think the Chassam Sofer is quoted as giving a psak that between meat and milk, if you have a Shenas Keva in between, so then you don't have to wait 6 hours, because Shena takes the place of 6 hours. So you only sleep for 5 hours one night, and you had Fleishiks when you went to sleep, you could have a cup of coffee in the morning. So the Chassam Sofer, the story goes, Rabbi Forrest quotes this in the Kashrus book, that the Chassam Sofer did that one time, he went to sleep, and he poured himself a cup of coffee in the morning, and it spilled all over himself, and he burned himself. So he said to himself, oh, Min HaShamayim, I see that I must be wrong, and he took back his psak. Or the story is told about the Vilna Gaon that two or three times he tried to start duchening in Vilna, because it's a big mystery why we don't have duchening outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's not a mitzvah tuli ba'aretz. And every time it happened, something happened the night before. His shul burned down, the Sefer Torah was stolen, and he took all the simonim and hashamayim. So Sternbach writes in one shuva that it can't be that they changed it based on a right? They thought this was the halacha. So it must be, he says, that simonim and hashamayim means that they re-researched the sugya, and they came out with the other psak. They took it as a simon to re-research the sugya, not to change their psak. And therefore, when they re-researched it, they said, "Oh, okay, maybe it's incorrect." So let's talk about simon min hashamayim. What about a baskol? Could you paskin from a baskol? Paskin from a baskol? That's two different gemaras. Gemara about mitzia dafnun tes, famous gemara of Rebbe Lazar. If I'm right, the walls of the base of the edge should come down. You should go. The water should flow upstream. And finally, a baskol should say I'm right, and the baskol goes down and says, "Alacha Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Lazar." And they said, we don't eat mashkich v'baskol, lo b'shamayim hi, and that's why they put Rebbe Lezer in Cherim, right when they came to Yavner. Rebbe Lezer was the original breach, right, Rebbe Gamliel and the other Chacham. He said, right after the Churban Bayis, it can't be that we have, you can't paskin against if you're outvoted. So they thought it was a danger. They put him in Chayrim. Sakamara says, they didn't pass him from the Baskol. So Tosfos there, Bab and Tzion Nites, one says 1 second. In Yevamis, in the first parak, a Baskol went out, the halach is like Beis Hillel. So we listen to that Baskol. Elu ve'elu, but the halach is like Beis Hillel. When do you pass him from a Baskol? When do you not? So Tosfos there is 2 days. If the Baskol is going with the Rove, then you could pass him from a Baskol. If the Baskol is going against the Rove, you don't listen to the Baskol. So by Beis Hillel was the Rove. Beit Rabbi Lazar was not the Rove. Number two is maybe this Baskol in Babatzia was not a real Baskol. It was a Baskol with covered Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, you know, if I'm right, a Baskol should go out. So Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to leave him hanging high and dry. So he said the Baskol, right, lichvodo. But Lavdafka, right, Lavdafka, that it wasn't a real Baskol. So that was in the Kusugi of Tanush and Telachnai, in terms of Paskening from a Baskol. Okay. But either way, that was a discussion here. Paskening from Nevuah, Baskol, a Chalom, it's all the same discussion. Weiter, what else did Rebbe say on his deathbed? Beer to the side, you give above El. There's a place in Babel. Hayom Sorem Yachrei Malkom. Today, they all became Mumarim. They threw it all away today. How do I know? The Akvi Peir Bakavi Bashapsa, because the Rashash says that a few weeks ago, the river overflowed on Shabbos, and all the fish came up and was staring at them, meaning all these fish in front of them, and they couldn't hold themselves back. And Beelzebub Tzadubu Bashapsa, they went and trapped the fish on Shabbos, they took them, and they were all Machal Shabbos. Visham Tinur of Achoy Berb Yoshia, Rechaber Yoshia put the whole city in Chayrim for being Machal Shabbos, the Ish Tamod, and today, they went off the Derech, they became Mumarim today. So that's the next story. So again, this story is used in the postgame to discuss a very important issue, a very difficult issue, and that is, are you allowed to put somebody in Chayim if you know they're going to become a Meshumid because of it? Shulchan Aruch. If you know somebody's going to go totally off the Derech and give up Judaism because you put them in Chayim, are you allowed to put them in Chayim? They deserve to be put in Chayim. So that's a discussion in Hilchos Chayim. In Yeridea, says the Rama, yes. According to Shumas Hadeshen, yeah, tough luck. If he deserves to be put in Chayim, you can't worry about him. Umenadin lamishu chayev nidui afilu yesh lachish aydei kain yasal tarbizra ein lachish bakach. According to Shumas Hadeshen, that's the case. Says the Taz, aye, maybe our Gemara is a Raya. Right, because what happens? He put him in Chayim because of Shabbat, then he went off the Derech. Says the Taz there, no. There's no riot from there. Why? Because Rebbe there isn't saying it was a good idea. Rebbe is just telling them that, you know what, this is what happened, stay away from them. He's not telling them that, I would have done the same thing. So there's no riot from there. The Taz is very strong there. He says, I think otherwise. I think I can bring a riot from the opposite. We had a Gemara earlier in Kedushin Daf Chaf when it talks about Geula, when you have to be Goel, a relative that went to an Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says there, if you're going to let this person Halach Zeb and Asa Kormel Avodah Zkochavim, you have to redeem him. So the Taz says, by somebody who already became a Kormel Avodah Zarah, you have to redeem surely to prevent him from becoming a Kormel Avodah Zarah. Surely you have to make sure that they don't, and therefore, Vaday Zed Dover She'en Shava Halev La'anichel. You can't do it. They're nearly buried, says the Taz. She'en Lasos Maisa Kagazu, Aval Pishi Mihime Halacha Mimakam Kadosh, even though he quotes has good sources, the Taz says, I disagree. The Nekudas Agesev there says, no, you have to put him in Chayrim. You know why? The Shach and the Nekudas Agesev. The Yesh Litzchos Kal Rayosav, you can get rid of all the Taz's Rayas. The Hacha. Kiva Din Bezdin Hushe Menadin Oso Ein Lachush. Deim Lokein Batzla Din Yisrael. What do you have to always be worried? What's going to happen? You got to do it. You got to do it. And you know what? If he went off the derech, it's probably not just because of the psak. Probably not because of one of the psak. I once had a rebbe. Sometimes you talk about how much a rebbe has a certain standard of, you know, you always have to have education. You know, let's say a Talmud does something and it's just totally inappropriate. So do you throw him out of the shir? Totally inappropriate to throw him out. So a rebbe, a principal, everybody has this. So how much do you say? Well, if I throw him out, he's going to be a lost neshama. So you have to know always what the parameters are, but you always have to say, it's up to you have to keep certain standards. You have to keep certain standards. So again, every decision is different, that every child is different, but this is a very important sugya, halacha lemaisa. What do, generally, high school principals, it comes up a lot, what do they do in terms of their shita? Related to this also is an important shuv of the Chassam Sofer, where he talks about this issue in Simin Shinchav Beis and Yaradeya, but he brings up another issue. Forget the guy, what if he has children? You have to be worried about his kids. Fine, he did something, but is it different if he has kids? So says the Chassam Sofer, it depends what type of Avaryan he is. If he's Staman Avaryon, Ba'alma, so then you have to be worried about his kids. Staman Avaryon, Man Lema Lunch, Lo Necha Shaban, if you Sadikim, Vechman Garshim, and Stavak Manachal Hashem, you have to be worried. But if he is an Avaryan of somebody who is a man, not Bikaris, and Poker Batorah, so Lachar, they're going to learn from him anyway. If he's on that edge. So again, they're going to learn from him anyway, and therefore you can't worry about them. And then he says, because Niralita Hakata Arura Hama'aminim Bi Shin Sadik. Shin Sadik, says the Chasam Sofer, Shatai Tzvi. Shin Sadik, Yemach Shemo, Hayadua, those who believe in him, Tipach Rucham, Vishchuku Atzmosam, their bones should be ground up. Imchas Vishalam lo Yehafik Lavavim Latov, Osam Yerdifu and Beneim, Vibunaseim, Kikulam Arurim Heim Hashem, Vahaminus Takua Bilibam, Veinal Zeba Olam Shalom Nechlu, Beamunasam Zuyafes, Vitov Yosir, Mipardu Mikalagola, Vis Arbu Ba'akum, better to get them away from us. So something he says when it comes to Apikarsus, says the Chacham Sofer, you can't worry about the kids because they're going to get it anyway. Get them away from the Jews. But other Averis, maybe you have to be worried a little bit more. So again, it might depend on which Averis involved. But again, that's an important Chacham Sofer about you have to worry about the kids when you're talking about the father. Okay, next. Still talking about Rebbe on his deathbed. Akra da'agma igam babavo, that place. Adabar Ava Yeshbab. Adabar Ava is there. Hayom Yoshe b'cheker Avraham. Today he's sitting with Avraham Avinu. What does that mean? Some say, Rashi quotes, it's he died that day, but Rashi's Venera, he likes the pshat that he had his bris that day. So nichas l'Avraham Avinu. Hayom, and also, Hayom nolad Rebbe Yehuda b'Bavel. Says Rebbe, you know what? Rebbe Yehuda was born today in Bavel. To Amar Mar, because, by the way, the Gemara now adds this in, k'shemes Rebbe Akiva nolad Rebbe, k'shemes Rebbe nolad Rebbe Yehuda, k'shemes Rebbe Yehuda nolad Rava, k'shemes Rava nolad Rashi. Lamezcha to teach me, Shein Tzadik Niftam and Olam, Shein Nivra Tzadik Kamoso. Right, Tzadikim always take the place of the previous one. Shenemar Vezarach Hashem Shubah Hashemesh. Right, the sun sets and the sun rises. Atchel Kafta Shimshel Shel Eli Zarach Shimshel Shmuel Haramasi. Right, when before Eli died, Shmuel Anavi was already in the base of Midrash hearing Nevuah. Shenemar Venera Lokim Term Yechbeh. Before the Nera Lokim had gone out, before Eli and his kids were killed, Ushmuel Shochev, Shmuel was lying down. Ask the Ben Yoyada. One second. So, why is he called Rav Yehuda already? He's called Rav Yehuda? He was just born. He's already Rav Yehuda? So the Ben Yoyada says, because that Rav Yehuda was taking the place of Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. Somehow, Alpi Tzmura. So he said, that's why he's already called Rav Yehuda. He doesn't even say what place he's from. Right, the earlier, Adabar Ava, he just said, the other one says, Babel. Here it says, Adab, the specific place. And he was just called Adabar Ava. Because he was really taking the place of Rebbe. We quote in the Parsha Shir, a few weeks ago, Rav Chaim Zonnefeld on this shot, where Yitzchak Avinu, Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas, told us, Yitzchak was davening so hard to have a child. So Rashi quotes, he was forcing this patzer and this patzer. Why was he davening so hard? Why was it so hard for Yitzchak Avinu to have a child? So Rav Chaim Zonnefeld says, because Rashi says later on that Avraham had to die 5 years earlier, right? He died at 175, even though Yitzchak lived to 180, so he wouldn't see Esav go off Latar Bizra. So says Rav Chaim Zonnefeld that if he would have listened to, if Hashem would have listened to Yitzchak earlier, then Esau would have been even earlier, and he would have taken away even more years from Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu had to die, right? Had to die before Esau went to Tarbisra. So that's why it was so hard to listen, because he didn't want Esau to be born yet, because Avraham had to die before that. Because you see, says Rav Yitzchak Zonnefeld, that every Misa and birth in the world affects. And he quoted a story of the Chassam Sofer, where somebody came to the Chassam Sofer and he says, my wife's been in labor for so long, and please daven that my wife's, you know, has a baby already. So Chassam Sofer says, I can't. He says, why not? He says, I see your son's going to be a Gadol Ador, he's going to be a Tzaddik. And if I do that, and he comes out earlier, then there's another Tzaddik somewhere in the world is going to die earlier. So the Chacham Sofer says you just got to wait in time. You could wait. I could daven that your wife doesn't have any pain, but I can't daven that way. So every time, every Misa and birth in the world has different effects. That's why we can't just say, you know, that's based on this Gemara. It's like Niftam and Olam. And then Rav Chaim Zonnefeld added one more, Gematria. Vayetar lo Hashem. Hashem finally listened to him. The Gematria is 748, exactly equal to Chameshanim. That's exactly the same 5 years that Avraham Avinu had earlier, and Rav Aaron Cutler is quoted as saying that when he heard this gematria, he said it was definitely said Baruch HaKodesh. Definitely said Baruch HaKodesh, that's what occurred. That's on this line of the Gemara. One other point, there's a big discussion in the postgame how Shmuel was allowed to have Nevuah already in the time of Eli. How was he allowed already to give Nevuah? The Gemara says in Megillah, Asur l'navi lomar Nevuah b'makam rabo. Shmuel was saying Nevuah in the Makam HaMikdash. Eli. So in the Sefer Mishpat Zav, it's a beautiful Sefer Anavi, he quotes four different answers. How is this possible? Number one, Shmuel kept saying, Eli, what is the voice I hear? Eli said, no, go listen to it. That was giving Rishus. When he says, go listen to it, he's giving him Rishus. If he gives him Rishus, he's allowed to. One answer. Another answer given is that the only time that it's usher is because usually when you have Nevuah, you have to do all these achanas and get ready for the Nevuah. And that's the Bizayim. But if it comes automatically, obviously Hashem is giving you the Nevuah because he wants to. So here Shmuel was a baby. How old was he? He was a little kid, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming to him. He wasn't Mechan himself. So again, there's no violation there if he wasn't a Mechan himself. The third shot he gives is that according to some other Achronim, this only applies if the Rebbe is greater than the Talmud. But if the Talmud's greater than the Rebbe in Nevuah, there's no problem. So Shmuel surpassed Eli. Eli was going down. So that's why three pshatim to this case. There's more. Yeish is coming up, but you have to go. You have to go. Okay. Shachar is a little later today. No. Siva Hashem Yal Yaakov Sevivav. Siva Hashem Yaakov Sevivav. Sarav. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kagon Hamon Yilafum Nara. So just finishing up, what is the neighborhood around that is Sarav? That's Hom Yilafum Nara. They also don't have good yichus. Period. Okay, weiter. When I was Yocheskel says he was giving nevua and he said Patal Ben Bnei Yomeis. And I cried that he died. Va'omer Aha Hashem Elokim Rabbi Shmuel. Bachlokas Rabbi Shmuel, was Yocheskel Hanavi happy that he died or angry that he died in such a way? One says it was good that he died. Why? That he died of natural causes. Why? Because he was a good guy. The governor of Meshan was the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar. And after Nebuchadnezzar took a lot of captives, he sends to his father-in-law, from all the Jewish captives that you took, you can't send us any. Give us some of the captives. Boy, Lushtrelem Yisrael. So Nebuchadnezzar was about to send to Meshan. Remember what Meshan was. Meshan didn't have good yichus. It was about to send to Meshan. Well, that was a little bit. What was considered Meshan Misa. Meshan Misa was yesterday's daf. So the Gemara says, he was about to send all these Jews. Boy, Lushtrelem Yisrael. Amalei Paltai Ben Yonayahu. Anan Paltai also got up and said, no, I'm Nebuchadnezzar. Anan Dechashvinon. We're so chashuv. You know, keep us here. Keep us here with you. We're very chashuv. The Abdin is the Lahasav. Just send our servants there. Send the servants there. So he stood up and protected the Jewish people from having to go to Meshan. The Yamar Navi. So that's what the Navi said. Misha Asatoba be Yisrael Yamaz Bachatzi Yamav. So the one who did such a good tova should die such a young age. Maybe, but he was praising him that he did a good thing. That's the tova. Manda Amar LaRa, the one who says LaRa, who was upset that he died of natural causes because he was not a good person. Dechsev, because it was the following. You go with me to the east side of the Beis Hamikdash. There were 25 men there. So Paltai was there. There were 25 men there. Same 25 men. They were facing east. So if they were facing east, obviously their backs were to the Heichal. So why do you have to tell me that their backs were to the Heichal if I told they were facing east? No, I meant they weren't just facing east and west, but they revealed themselves and they went to the bathroom. Right there, in the middle of the Beis Hamikdash, facing the Behechal. The Kamar Navi, and the Navi says, Misha, the Raha Ra is those be Yisrael. Yamas Amitaso. So he was negative about it. How could he die like this? He should have died in a worse way. So that was Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So Testayim to Shmuel, Damar L'Ra, let's prove that Shmuel was the one that said it was L'Ra. Damar Chiyab Rav and Amar Shmuel, Mushchani Harik Gol L'Yuchsin. Shmuel says that Mushchani is like gold that has good yichus. Meishun, Lo Chashula Lo Misham Adas Lo Misham Mamzerus. Meishun, you don't have to be worried about Adas or Mamzerus. Ella, the only problem with them is, Kohanim Shahayubalu with Pidu Al Grushas. They have Chalalim. The Kohanim Eric Grushas. What do you see from there? Shmuel holds, you don't have to be worried about Avdus and Meshan. So he must have held the first opinion that Paltayu prevented the Avadim from going to Meshan. Right? He must hold the Ra'a because, according to the first opinion, Paltayu was good and said, send the Avadim to Meshan and not us. So that was the first opinion. So he must hold the second opinion that he was Lara because the Latova man held that Avadim were sent to Meshan. He says Meshan does not have any Avadim. So can that prove that he holds Lara? So where's the no? Lola Mem Lacha Shmuel Amar Latova. Shmuel could have also said Latova. But Shmuel Atayimi. But Shmuel holds according to his own reasoning. To Amar, Shmuel holds that Amakar Abli Yosef Lacherus. They sent their Avadim there. But once they sent their Avadim there, you know what? They're not Avadim anymore. Because what Shmuel holds is once you're mafki your eved, he goes free. They don't start to get shichur, and he doesn't need to get shichur. Why? Because the Rashi quotes, once they were taken away, automatic yeyush. Automatically, the owner gives up hope, and therefore they go free, they're not avadim anymore. Eved ish beknas kasef, eved ish lo eved isha. What does it mean, eved ish? Only a man can have an eved and not a woman. Ela eved she ish lo rishus lo rabo alav kari eved. No, it means eved of an ish is called an eved. Eved she ain lo rabo rishus alav ain kari eved. If he doesn't have a rishus over him, he is not called an eved. So Rashi here quotes, Yeush is a form of hefker, and therefore your mafki, your eved, he goes at the cheres. This is Rashi Lushitaso. Rashi in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches also says Yeush is hefker. This is obviously a huge discussion which we've had Shi'urim about in the past. Tosas of Baba Kama Slavach Vav says Beferish Yeush is not hefker. Yeush is not hefker. Mikan Mashma the Yeush ainok hefker gomer. The Ibkain, if it's true that it's like hefker, that even if it came to your hands beisser, Yeush should make a difference. Yeush should be just like hefkers. Even if you got something beisser, like stealing it, if the owner has Yeush, it should be yours. So it shouldn't be any difference. So it must be the Yeush is not like hefker. Tosafot goes through all the pshatim, what exactly is Yeush then, and how is it compared to hefker. Many shitas here, the Ksos, the Nesivis, other achronim, just to mention the Nesivis, and Reish Samach Beis, he was the one that says that what's the difference between Yeush and hefker? Yeush, it's still connected to you until the other person gets it. Hefker is automatically not yours already. Many rayas to that. We don't have time to go all into them, but that is the difference between Yeush and Hefker. Yeush, it doesn't really leave the Rishus of the owner until it goes to the Rishus of the Zocha. That's the big sugya of Yeush. Rashi, a number of places, says that it's like Hefker. Amar Vidom Shmuel. Now we get back to the whole beginning of the Mishnah. Zu Dibri Rabbi Meir. This is what Rabbi Meir says. The Mishnah that says that all the Psulim went up to Eretz Yisrael, and all the other lands have certain... that only Bavel is the one that's kosher. This would be Meir Shita. But Chachamim say, no, all lands have a Cheskas Kashrus. Amemer, Shara Lele Rav Huna Barnasan, Limits of Itza, Michuz Yasa. Amemer, allowed Rav Huna to marry a woman from Michuz Yasa. Amalei Rav Ashi, my Daitech. Why? Dumb Rav Yudha, Mershmul, Zudiv, Meir, Chachamim, Omen, Kalaratus, Cheskas Kashrus, Hein Om Dos. Is it because you hold of that Memra, that all the lands are kosher? None of the other yeshivas said that Memra. So he answered him, no. He didn't accept it. He heard it in the name of a different Rav. Therefore, he went by it. Tana Rabbanan. Let's at least start this. Next sugya. Mamzerim and Nesirini, Tahorim Lasilavo, Divi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Lasilavo, the Mamzerim and the Nesinim are going to become Tahor. Eliyahu Navi is going to be Matar them. Rabbi Meir Omer ain't Tahorim. Meir says, no, they're not going to become Tahorim. Major Machlokas Rishonim. Is this even talking about Vada Mamzerim? Are Vada Mamzerim going to become Tahor? Says the Ramban. Says other Rishonim, yes. Even Vada Mamzerim. Even Vada Mamzerim. Isn't there an Isra of Loyava Mamzer B'Kal Hashem? So what's going to happen without Avera? If it's something's an Avera, you have to say it's going to be forever. The Ramban says that's going to be anybody born afterwards. But up until that point, Eliyahu Navi is going to say that all Mamzerim are Tahar. Vaday. Most other Rishonim, the Ran and the Ridvan, the Rosh, most other Rishonim say, no, well, I'm talking about Mamzerim Sfekim. Mamzerim Sfekim. But Vaday, Mamzerim, and only a Mamzer Enu Yadua. But a Mamzer Yadua, you know, Mitzvah Sainim Batelos. So Kivish Ibn Nidba means if it's not Yadua. If it's not Yadua.
So Sfek doesn't mean that.
Not Sfek, I meant Enu Yadua. Rabbi Yosi, look for an Amar. Rabbi Yosi says, 1 minute. Doesn't it take Zerach Telechamayim Tahorim Mutahartim? I'm going to be Mitar you. Doesn't that prove Mamzerim? So Amar Mayor, no. Shomer, Mikoltim Osechem, Umikogulu Echem, below Minam Mamzerus. It means from Tumen Abu Nazara, but not from Mamzerus. Rabbi Yosi, Shomer Atarashem, Havi Amar Abba Mamzerus. He says it includes Mamzerus. Bish the Mulder Mayor, Hanan the Sib. According to a mayor who says that he's not going to be Mitar them, if it's in the Pazakin Zachar, you have a Yashav Mamzer base, the Yashav Mamzer Bashtod. There's going to be a Mamzer sitting in Ashtod. You see that he's going to be Mafrish them. But they're still going to be there. El Rabbi Yosef, Mav Yashav Mamzer Bashtod. What does that mean? So, could the Betargim Rabbi Yosef, as Rabbi Yosef says, that it's not meant to be taken literally. As Rabbi Yosef translated it, Yasun Beis Yisrael, Leruchsen Barahon, the Beis Yisrael should sit confidently in security in their land, the Habudamu Balanachron, because they will be Dome to the Nuchra'in. But again, it doesn't mean Mamzer, literally. It means Beis Yisrael, who used to be strangers and used to be treated like Mamzerim by the other nations, but not anymore. Periods. That's why it's okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Yosi, the halacha like Rav Yosi. Amar Rav Yosi, v'ilata Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha Rav Yosi. Had we not had that line of halacha Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi Eliyo, mafik minon, serveni kolarin. Right, if the halacha wouldn't be like Rav Yosi, Lakula, Eliyahu Navi would be make piles and piles of psulim. You know, cause a lot of problems, period. So, two issues that come up. Again, one is, we need to pass an halacha l'maisa for Eliyahu Navi. If he wouldn't pass it, Eliyahu Navi would have to act differently. We're passing an halacha l'maisa for Eliyahu Navi. So, it's a good shaila. What's the mashma? Eliyahu Navi would be, is, and also now that there is a psak, Eliyahu Navi is mishubit to what we pass in. So again, it relates to the fact of Elu Ve'elu, you know, is Eliyahu Navi, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu even subject to what we paskin? And that is a discussion here in the Tosafot Rush and other Rishonim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And have a good Shabbos. Ayin Gimel's tomorrow. And then Bez Hashem, we will continue with other issues on Sunday.